person passed in a car that he could have killed, hurt. And, you know, it's somebody, you know, growing up in a small town, you're so naive even now. You just kind of think that stuff doesn't really happen where I grew up, you know. I mean, it's, I don't know, the speed limit gets above 45 where I grew up. And, you know, it just hits home. It puts things in perspective. And, you know, coming into this week and having a moment like tonight, last night was my third anniversary. I get done with dinner with my wife and we're sitting at home and suddenly you get that text message and it puts things in perspective. And I think far too often we just, you know, you're in the heat of the moment, you're having a great time, and you think for whatever reason, you know, it's a half mile or it's 2 miles, I could do it in my sleep. And unfortunately, it just takes a split second to change somebody's life, change a family's life. And, you know, I mean, the wife of the father that was killed, you know, was my father's, I can remember her being in high school, was one of my father's favorite students. I can remember going to cookouts with his family, and I mean, they have two kids that are in high school age. Just the thought that, you know, those kids woke up this morning and, you know, God knows what the last conversation with the father was. So I just hopefully, you know, people, you know, I've always said it's, you know, $50 a cab or whatever, and it may seem expensive to you at the moment, but it's a lot better than the reality of making a mistake like that.
David, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.